How can something as simple as this, a bit of a nasal spray, help in the treatment and hopeful control of COVID-19 in your future? Well, someone who knows is Hunter Bakes researcher and head of the Hunter Medical Research Institute's Viral Immunology and Respiratory Disease Group, Nathan Bartlett. Good morning.
Morning, Kai. How are you going?
Good, thanks. What is this nasal spray that you've been part of developing?
Well, I'm very pleased to be able to talk to you about it now. We've sort of been skirting around this for a few months now. But look, it's a treatment that really targets the other main component of your immune system. I guess if we understand that vaccines upregulate adaptive immunity to provide long-term protection, but there's a whole other side to your immune system that's critically important to your immune response, and that's the innate immune system. And that's really the immune system that's on point, responds primarily to infection. So when a virus like COVID-19 or SARS-CoV-2 enters your body through your nose or your throat, it triggers the innate immune, well, you're hoping it triggers an innate immune response. And it's really that innate immune response which is critical for that initial control of infection while you begin to mount an adaptive response.
So that's your body doing what it does best.
The body doing what it does best, it's absolutely vital for those in those initial days to week post-infection in giving you that initial control, limiting the amount of virus you're making, limiting the amount of virus you're spreading, and also limiting the chance it's going to get down into your lungs and cause more serious disease. And what we're finding with SARS-CoV-2, the virus that causes COVID-19, is that it appears to be mechanisms by which the virus seems to switch off your innate immune system or avoid it or evade it. So you don't tend to make a very good innate immune system in that first days to weeks, and hence your ability to walk around and transmit it. So we're really focusing in on those early immune responses that are critical to that early control.
This was something you were working on before we even knew that COVID-19 was a thing in our world. What was it initially being developed for, Nathan?
Well, respiratory viruses in general, the other important point about a treatment that targets the innate immune system is that it's not virus specific. Unlike a vaccine, which is very virus specific, an innate immune targeting treatment is not. And so it upregulates that primary innate immune response, which enables you to respond better to not only COVID-19, but also other respiratory viruses. And we were focused on some of the other common respiratory viruses. And coronaviruses are quite common as well. Don't get me wrong, but they circulate and cause colds too. And so we were focused on viruses in general because they trigger lots of nasty diseases in people with chronic respiratory diseases like asthma and COPD. And so we were really focused on at-risk populations who get particularly ill with respiratory viruses.
So now that COVID-19 is out into the world, did you have to change it much, or it's the same sort of thing? It just works for all of those respiratory viruses across the board.
That's right. Because we've been working on it for a number of years, we understood how it works quite well. And so it was just a simple matter of testing it in a model which was appropriate for COVID-19. And so we collaborated with Public Health England in the UK to do that, to give us the best possible model for testing it against COVID-19. And so we're very quickly able to do that and generate the data that we've made available this week to really show that it's highly effective at also reducing, you know, the amount of virus you produce when you're infected with that virus.
Yeah, wow. So it works even if we don't have a vaccine at the moment, and then the hope is that it's a double whammy against this virus when we do have a vaccine?
Exactly. Yeah, we really see it as complementary to a vaccine. I mean, it's unlikely, well, it's likely that many approaches are going to be needed to deal with COVID-19. Vaccines are really good at giving you protection in the lungs and that memory protection. Don't seem to be so good at protecting the upper airways, the nose or the throat, where the virus initially gets in and starts replicating. And also there are people in the community who don't respond as well to vaccines. So the elderly, we know, don't generally respond as well to vaccines and are likely to be less protected. And immunocompromised people with chronic lung diseases are also less likely to mount a good protective response with a vaccine and are going to need help, I think, in order to be best protected and stop transmission.
Also, anyone who's had that swab knows how far up into your nasal passages it goes. So a nasal spray gets right up there as well, Nathan.
It does, and it's a lot less painful than sticking a miniature, you know, brush up your nose. Yeah, definitely.
What's next for this nasal spray, for where it goes, for when we might see it?
Yeah, so we're starting human trials in a couple of months. So by the end of the year, we should be in our phase 1 human trials to look at, you know, the safety, make sure it's safe and well tolerated. And then next year we'll start phase two, where we'll be testing it in communities or groups where there's a high prevalence of infection, so we can show that those getting that treatment will be protected.
Incredible work. Thank you for telling us a little bit more about it.
It's been a pleasure.
Associate Professor Nathan Bartlett there from the University of Newcastle, also head of the Hunter Medical Research Institute's Viral Immunology and Respiratory Disease Group, working on that nasal spray that was started for colds and flus, for all sort of other respiratory infections, and then now turned the attention to COVID-19, which is nice to hear about this work being done right here in our local community.